Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And here with us is Des Cahill. Morning again, Des.
Morning, Rachel. Well, that's so much to look ahead to, including the Irish women's soccer team who take on Sweden tonight at the Aviva. Victory crucial for the Irish, given we've lost our two opening games to France and England. It's a savagely tough group for Ireland as they bid to reach next year's European Championships. Looking ahead to the game now is our match commentator, Adrian Eames.
Yeah, Des, they could certainly do with getting points or even a point on the board after losses to France and England in April. It's been a long season for many of the Irish players, but they're more than capable of getting a result against the World Cup semi-finalist Sweden. The sides drew 1-1 in Gothenburg a little over 2 years ago on the road to qualification for last summer's World Cup. So Ireland bottom of the group, just a point behind tonight's visitors, who drew with England at Wembley but then lost at home 1-0 to France. The difficulty for Ireland at the top end of world football has been creating chances, and their prospects of doing so tonight will be diminished greatly if Denise O'Sullivan is ruled out with a knee injury. That will be one of the calls to be overseen by Eileen Gleeson. Katie McCabe, of course, has been carefully monitored in terms of rest and recovery after jetting down to Australia with her club Arsenal at the end of the English season. Sweden will be without Katie's Arsenal teammate, Stina Blackstenius. That robs them of a real goal-scoring threat. This is the first of a doubleheader against Sweden, with a return to come in Solna on Tuesday. Kick-off at the Aviva at 7:30, and it's live, Des, on Game On 2FM and also on RTÉ2 television.
Thanks, Adrian. The other game in our group sees England host France at St James's Park. Northern Ireland are away to Portugal. On the club front, league leaders Shelburne will be hoping to maintain their 6-point lead over Derry City when Sligo Rovers come to Tonka Park this evening. Derry City go to Dundalk, and Shamrock Rovers, 9 points behind Shelburne, go to Drogheda. The other games are St Pat's versus Galway and Waterford versus Bohemians. The First Division leaders Cork City are away to Athlone. Now in rugby, after their dramatic defeat in the European Cup final, Leinster are straight back into action tonight. They play Connacht in the URC. The sellout game will be Leinster's last one at the RDS for a year because of ground redevelopment. Leinster are currently third in the table, with this weekend's games deciding the top eight and the quarter-final lineup. Leinster head coach Leo Cullen says they owe a big performance to their supporters.
You know, it's amazing. We have a sold out crowd here tomorrow night, and we want to put in a performance for the fans that are sort of have been so loyal to us all year. You know, yeah, we've lost a European final by the narrowest of margins, you know, where we had some opportunities to probably win the game, particularly in normal time. You know, so there's the people that were travelled to London. There's the people, as I said, to tune in to watch the games. You know, you think back to the semi final before that in the 82,300 people that turned up that day. And you go back prior to that, and you know all the different, you know, URC games we played throughout this campaign. So the previous 17 rounds, and yeah, listen, the support that we've had has been phenomenal. But you know, nobody's brushing what's just happened to us under the carpet either. Like, that'll be we'll go after that piece to make sure we properly learn as a group. And we're so close. I think we've managed to lose 3 finals now in a row. In different ways. I think we've made some adjustments and made lots of improvements in our game, and it's important that we keep trying to go after that, which is keep improving our game.
Yeah, and Leinster will be without fullback Hugo Keegan. He's going to play for Ireland in Madrid Sevens, which starts today. Now, in Gaelic games, we've already heard Donal Cusack give Offaly the nod for tomorrow's under-20 hurling final, but we also have a huge weekend in the football championship. Derry host Armagh Sunday in one of the big games, and Tyrone's Enda McGinley says it's a landmark game for Derry given their recent defeats.
Yeah, absolutely huge one. Rewind the clock to the end of the league final, and what odds would you have got that Derry in their next 2 games would lose by 6 and 5 points? You would have never thought that that was what was coming down the track, and yet that is exactly what has hit them, and they are a camp reeling at the minute. They've obviously the injury crisis that they've been hit at the wrong time of the year is a major thing. McInnes is sent off, and just that general sense of a team fraying and having pushed themselves so hard. Are they able to recircle the wagons and relaunch this thing whenever that huge wave of sort of momentum and that wave of belief that was being created, and you could just sense that from them, has crashed? Can they get that up and going again? So it's a massive, massive, massive challenge for Derry. And Armagh will smell blood. Like, without a doubt, Armagh are coming in the Ulster final defeat was gutting for them, no doubt, and that lingering sense that they cannot get over the line in big games, or certainly finals anyway, but this is their chance to do just that against a weakened opponent, and one that they know last year when Derry were at their pump, they took the penalties in extra time in Clonus. So Armagh should have confidence, but again, that confidence is going to be a wee bit thin. So it'll be like two fighters trying to almost outbluff each other and try to re-establish that bit of momentum. But for whoever doesn't get momentum out of this at the weekend, you would really think their season isn't going to end well.
That's Enda McGinley. Some breaking news in boxing. Dana Morehouse is now just one win away from booking her ticket to the Paris Olympics. This morning she has beaten her opponent from South America to reach the quarterfinals. So if she reaches the semifinals, she will qualify for the Olympics. Also in action later today, Aidan Walsh and Grainne Walsh. In golf, Leona Maguire is 5 shots off the lead at the US Women's Open. Japan's Yuma Sasso is 2 under par. The leader, Maguire, 3 over. County Clare amateur Anya Donegan posted a 76 for 6 over. Stephanie Maddow withdrew because of illness. At the Canadian Open, Rory McIlroy on 4 under par is 4 behind the leader David Skins. Shane Lowry and Seamus Power are 10 shots behind. They're 2 over par. Meanwhile, at the European Open, the defending champion Tom McKibben is 4 under par, 5 behind the leader Yannick De Bruyne. Now, it's a huge weekend in racing. The Derby weekend at Epsom underway. Very strong Irish challenge for the Oaks in this afternoon's feature. And of course, Aidan O'Brien is also centre stage in the chat about tomorrow's Derby. Looking ahead to it for us is our commentator Owen Ward.
Well, it's like we flashed back 12 months, Des, because again, we go into a Derby with all the focus on an Aidan O'Brien trained horse who flopped in the Guineas. Last year, we remember, it was all about Auguste Rodin. We know what Aidan was able to do with him. He went on and won both the English and Irish Derbies. So the question really on everyone's mind is whether he's able to repeat that. This time, it's City of Troy who's on that redemption mission. But according to his trainer, this is the best horse he's ever sent to the Derby. Now, that's a statement in itself, given Aidan's pedigree in the race as the most successful trainer in its long history. And you'd have to say, though, Aidan does look to have strong claims of getting his 10th Epsom Derby victory this year. It's probably not the strongest of renewals, and Aidan also has the unbeaten Los Angeles among his 3 runners in the race. Incidentally, the Irish quartet is completed by Dallas Star. He'll be a first Derby runner for Westmeath trainer Adrian Murray. Of course, before all that, we have more classic action later today with the Oaks. And there's really high hopes here of an Irish winner in this, because Aidan's two of the leading contenders in Ylang Ylang and Rubies Are Red. Ylang Ylang sets the standard. Her run in the 1,000 Guineas was really screaming out for a step up in trip. She gets that today. But what about the chances of Dermot Weld? It is 43 years since his one and only win in this race with Blue Wind. He's a real live chance though this year with Azealia. And what a popular result that would be.
It certainly would. Thanks for that, Owen Ward. There's also racing action in Down Royal and Tramore. The Irish men's cricketers play Sri Lanka in a warm-up game for the T20 World Cup. And finally, in athletics, great run by Mark English last night. His quickest time for 2 years at the Diamond League meeting in Oslo. He finished 4th in the 800 metres. His time, 1 minute 44.95.